This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. Chris Switz. Yesterday I was talking about this interesting statement, every person is worth understanding. George Orwell, back in the 1920s, decided to find out what life was like in the East End of London and living with people that were homeless, without jobs. And it changed his life. In fact, it said it was the greatest travel experience of his life, and realised that empathy was a good thing. Back in 1980, the movie The Elephant Man, which you may have seen, told the story, the true story of John Merrick, born in the slums of England in 1862, and even from birth was rejected. He had a grotesque appearance. He had a large misshapen head. He had loose, rough skin and twisted arms and legs. His mother loved him dearly, but she died when he was 10. His new stepmother didn't take to him. And when he was 12, he was expected to get out and to get a job to contribute to the family finances. He worked for 2 years in a cigar shop, and he was dismissed because of his deformities. And his father found him a job, of all things, as a door-to-door salesman. And so when he knocked on the door and people saw him, they would scream and slam the door in his face. And those who knew him refused to answer the door. So his father started beating him. He ended up out on the street. But he had a kind uncle who helped him. But John Merrick left to live in a squalid workhouse for drunks and cripples and those who were mentally ill. His life was so miserable that he offered himself to a carnival owner as a sideshow act. John Merrick, known as the Elephant Man. But this sideshow act was a great hit. People would pay money to line up and look at him like some animal in a zoo. But the carnival provided him with a security, somewhere where he belonged. And while he was in London at this sideshow, he met Dr. Frederick Traves. And Traves wanted to help him. He gave Merrick his card but lost track of him. And the police actually started clamping down on these sideshows. So John Merrick was sent to Belgium to work in the circus sideshows there. But when the Belgian police also clamped down on that, Merrick was forced to make his way back to England. So there he was, limping down Liverpool Street, foul-smelling, misshapen person, and a crowd would actually gather to watch him. Well, Dr. Traves found him, eventually took him to hospital, and he began an appeal through the newspaper for money to help this man. There was a very good response, and soon there was enough money that John Merrick was able to have his own house. And he lived on the hospital grounds, and he had permission to live there permanently. Well, this care by the doctor, Dr. Traves, was a real turning point for John Merrick. At first, he'd act like a frightened child. He'd hide if anyone came into his room. But over a period of time, he began to engage in conversation with people. And the doctor actually discovered that John Merrick was, in fact, a highly intelligent man. And all his life, John Merrick had only known, the elephant man I'm talking about, only knew fear and rejection from women. They had to run from him. And Dr. Traves asked an attractive widow he knew if she would come to visit him. So she came and shook his hand. And when she did, John Merrick broke down and he cried, telling Traves that this woman was the first woman in his whole life, apart from his mother, who had ever showed him kindness. And well, the story goes on. If you see that movie, more and more as the years went on, people met him, showed him kindness. He began meeting the countesses and the duchesses of England. He had many visits from the Princess of Wales. And through his time, there was great change. He developed self-confidence and he spent time travelling and made friendships. Well, in 1890, John Merrick, the elephant man, died, and his deformities actually never allowed him to sleep lying down. He had to sleep in a sitting position and his head resting on his knees. But his story shows us the power of love and acceptance. He was rejected. You see, everyone is worthwhile. God has made all of us in his image. And it's not in our best interest to wipe anybody. Dear Lord, help me to accept people as they are and to understand, Lord, the beauty that is inside each of us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.